This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Your thoughts on the controversy, I guess, behind drag shows. Apparently, conservatives are all up in arms about parents who want to... I'm not calling you a conservative.
Child drag shows. Let's be clear here. I don't think conservatives give a flip about fully grown adults.
Dude, they,
yes, they do. Yes, they do.
This whole thing started 10 years ago.
They don't care
right now.
This whole thing started with Drag Queen Story Hour at the library. That's how all of this started three or four years ago. And it's just been going and getting more and more psychotic since.
Let me give you, I think that's a good way to put this, that the fervor is continuing to ratchet up. I mean, it's so crazy.
Who attends Storytime Hour?
Kids.
Kids. That's what the conservatives are up
in
arms
about. What's wrong with having a drag queen doing that?
I don't understand why.
Why?
People are so upset.
Why do
why
they have
not?
To? Why do they have to go dressed in full cars?
You don't have to take your kids
to
it.
Why does anyone
to
care?
To go read to some kids? Why? No, no, no.
Why not? What's the harm in exposing his ass to it?
I'm just asking the question. Why? Why does a fully grown man or woman?
What difference does it make?
Get all in get up and go and sit down with some kids.
It's their thing, what? I guess. I don't
exactly. know. Exactly. That's the question you need to be asking. What? Why aren't you asking this damn question?
Because why
do fully grown adults want to have anything to do with, like, when it comes to sexualization like that with
that's
kids?
That's not sexualization.
Dressing up in scantily clothing?
No one said these people were dressing scantily.
Right. That's the problem here, Conan. People keep saying drag is scantily dressed, and it is not necessarily
necessarily.
The ones doing Drag Queen Story Hour were not wearing G-strings.
There was one, just last year, there was one that had a big dildo. This is one in England. Hang it out. We talked about this on the show.
I remember the one you're talking about. That was not a typical thing, though. There was something weird about that from the very beginning. That is not an example of anything.
No. But it happens. And if they could had their way and they could get away with it, they'd all be doing it. They'd have dildos all over their heads. They'd be in there with their bikinis, and they'd have the kids sitting in their laps, and they'd be sniffing them like Biden. We know this happens. We know these people exist. Why are you closing your minds to this? Holy crap, man.
You don't have to take your kids to these things, man. Look, if you walk into the room...
And most people, especially the upset conservatives, don't do this.
Okay.
But there is a certain...
If you walk into the room and they've got a dildo strapped to their forehead, just turn around and you walk back out, man. You walk back out. That's all you got to do.
The people who would have walked out would have never got in the first place.
Okay.
Dude, I don't know. I would go to a drag queen story hour, but if I walked in... I'm out, man.
All right, wait.
No,
all right, so I'm going to just give you an example here because, like, I can see what you're saying if it was what you're saying it is, Conan, but 99% of the time it's not going to be that. These guys flipping out over, look, right here, Libs of TikTok. This was posted. I didn't have to scroll down far. November 18th on their Twitter.
4 days ago.
Okay. A theater in North Carolina is hosting a drag show where they advertise that minors can come. And also, the show, quote, may contain adult themes, unquote. Why are kids being invited to attend a, quote, adult-themed, unquote, drag performance?
Okay.
And then they show the actual flyer here where it says, children 16 and under must be accompanied by a parent or guardian.
I would hope.
Performance may contain adult themes. Parental discretion is advised.
Adult theme can be just about anything.
Yeah, that's what they're flipping out about. This is the exact same kind of flyer that was being promoted here in Keene, where it said, look, some of this might not be appropriate for children. Use your discretion, basically, if you're going to bring your kids
And then you get used to these events being all kosher, and then you have the one dude with the dildo on his forehead that slips in.
That's not what they're freaking out
about.
It's
cumulative. It builds. It builds and builds, and you become okay with it. And before you know it, you got dildos on your head.
Okay, let's go to Major Payne here. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good Lord, boys. You're riding this horse hard. I called in to give Conan some backup.
All right.
But I'm gonna give you guys a disclaimer. If you are ever dissatisfied with the quality or content of the programming here, your cover charge will be cheerfully refunded.
Yes, indeed. Which is to say zero.
The grandma thing, the library reading that she was talking about that got this whole thing fired up, you would expect grandma to be in there reading. Not some... I don't even know how to describe this thing.
Jack Wayne is how you would describe this person.
A man wearing women's clothing.
Well, a cross-dresser would be kind.
Or you could just call them drag queens like they call themselves.
Well, I don't think who decided you were a queen?
Well, I do have to agree with this. Like, I think you have to rise to a certain level of performance, right, before you're a queen. I mean, if I just go and put on some of Bonnie's clothes, probably wouldn't fit very well, but if I were to just put on Bonnie's clothes...
That's going drag.
Call them drag performers, then.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily be good at it, right? I wouldn't be doing the makeup very well. I probably wouldn't look fabulous or whatever, right? So, like, there's a certain level where you actually get to... I'm just saying, I think, at least... Queen
if
status.
If this happened in a hillbilly bar, it wouldn't be riding the news cycle for a week. And you guys certainly wouldn't be talking about it.
No, because the hillbilly bar would kill the person.
Or they would have gotten five shots.
Put them in the hospital.
Yeah.
Well, there was two military dudes in the drag bar.
There were.
Yeah.
That's an actual pretty good point.
Military doesn't mean hillbilly, though.
And he was there with his family having a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I called in to give Conan some backup.
Right.
The 10-year-olds should not be in this environment. They should be out hunting frogs.
But you can have your opinion about how other people should raise their kids, but they're always going to be different than you, right? Like, there's always going to be somebody that's got a family that has different values than you, right? And some people would say that having your kids go out and shoot things is also child abuse.
Yeah,
right?
Child endangerment.
Whatever. And I don't agree with any of those opinions, because to me, it's all up to those families. If you want to go out and go hunting with your kids, great. Have at it.
Just, yeah, I don't care.
Don't shoot a person. And if you want to go to a drag show with your kids, good. You know,
Let's take it to the horrific level. What if that parents like having sex with their kids? I mean, that we pretty much across the board have decided that's not okay.
Hold on, that's becoming normalized. You can't just jump straight into raping children.
No, we're talking
about drag shows, man. That's where this is going. There's no connection whatsoever.
This is the step in between.
There's not that many.
This is the step in between kids dressing up like whatever they like girls.
You might as well be saying that you can't normalize homosexuality because then the gay men are going to come have sex on your front porch or whatever. It's just like they were freaking out back in the 90s about homosexuality. They're just freaking out now about drag queens and your parody.
No one's talking about homosexuality anymore.
That's why I said back in the 90s. You're talking about drag queens now. And in 30 years, they'll be talking about something else. But you're doing nothing but parodying the same nonsense. Cody, you're doing nothing but parodying the same nonsense now about drag queens that people were saying about homosexuals
this
in the 90s.
So alarmist,
and yet, no one is talking about homosexuals these days.
And no one will be talking about drag queens in 20 years.
Yes, because it will have moved on to the next
people
level.
People will be like, oh my God, you remember those people who were freaking out about men wearing women's clothes?
Major, any final comments? Go ahead.
You guys are trying to normalize abnormality. It's just not right.
What is normal?
I know that's where you guys are coming at this. It's like, what is normal?
You're sitting in the room with a trans person.
I have never seen you with kids. I have never seen you twerking.
I've never seen
you hitting on me or any of these things that I probably would see as a problem.
Well, you're not her type.
I see.
You never see most drag queens doing that either.
Thank you, Major, for the call. Appreciate it.
I don't know a whole lot of drag queens, actually, so I just have libs of TikTok to go by.
Yeah, the most sensationalized ones that are feeding
they
the
find the worst
stuff.
Clips they can possibly find, and they can, you know, and there's not that many of them.
But they've proven that they exist.
And they're trying to act like a normal drag show is somehow this terrible thing to take young people to. More coming up here.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. You can bring up whatever you want. Talking about the drag queen controversy. The conservatives are flipping out.
Drag performers.
Plus Conan. Flipping
out. Of course I'm going to flip out. Child endangerment.
Over
straight up.
What is being blown way, way out of proportion. I mean, I just want to find a good example of what you're talking about, Conan, which is to say that there's all this sexualization and there's children involved and all that. And I'm going down the Libs of TikTok channel because they're probably the most commonly posting this kind of stuff, like, oh, the worst of the drag shows.
Yeah, they post the worst of the worst, so if you're trying to find it, it seems like it should be relatively easy to go there.
It's a fine line of what they can get away with. They can't put some naked kid on a stage dancing for dudes, but they do
it all the time. There was a movie about it called Cuties.
I didn't see the movie, but they weren't naked.
They weren't naked, but they were half naked. They were mostly naked. And then there's beauty pageants and stuff like, and the cheerleading competitions and dance competitions that kids do half naked all the time.
Yeah, and a lot of these same conservative guys that are angry about drag shows are going to be happy for their, you know, kids going to the cheerleading competitions. And to me, cheerleading competitions are all about having young girls dancing for dudes at a sporting event. Isn't that exactly what's going on there? And hasn't that been going on for decades?
How often do you have people in the crowd handing dollar bills to your local cheerleader?
They would if they could get away with it.
They don't give the money, no, but when I was in college, I worked at a casino that every year they hosted one of these events, and it was absolutely disgusting.
Oh, the cheerleading competition.
It was almost as bad as anything you would find in Cuties, and I've only ever seen the trailers from Cuties, and it's absolutely horrible, but it was not far off from what the reality of these cheerleading competitions were actually like.
I'm not going to argue with that. I think that...
normal. No one bats an eye about that.
They're not posting videos and freaking out about cheerleading or these beauty pageants.
And nothing like that is happening in these drag shows.
Okay, I got another one here from Libs of TikTok. We're going to go back to your phone calls here in a moment, but this one posted also November 18th. I just scrolled down further past the last one we talked about where they were freaking out over a simple advertisement for a normal drag show. No one was alleging anything, you know, sexual with kids was going on at this drag show. It was just that they were simply to even allow people under 16 in with parental consent. That was supposed to be this outrageous thing. And now here's another one. This one is a video clip. So they actually had somebody shooting video inside this particular event. And the video clip, I will describe it to you. There's a couple of performers. They appear to have had some sort of breast augmentation done because they actually have large breasts. And
they could be breast forms.
Well, whatever the hell they are.
It's not impossible.
They look like
some
boobs,
of them are very expensive.
Right? It's a blurry video, right? Like, I don't know what it is. But anyway, men dressing as women, purportedly, with large breasts, are on stage. One on stage, and then there's another one walking around collecting tips. And so, yeah, you can see some cleavage. Okay, right? So that's going on in this show. Here's what they headlined.
You see cleavage at Starbucks?
You'll see a little more on this show. But that's what's going on the stage and in the show. But here's what they wrote about it. South Dakota State University held a, quote, family-friendly, unquote, drag show where they encouraged kids to bring cash to tip the drag queens. Here's some footage of the family-friendly drag event. Number one, no proof that it was actually marketed in this way. They don't link to the flyer. The last one, they had the flyer.
Who was reporting this?
Libs of TikTok.
All right, so Libs actually wrote that.
This is Libs of TikTok's description of this event. Quote unquote family friendly. Well, how hard would it have been to link to the advertisement? I just want to see the proof, right? But secondly, they say kids were encouraged to bring cash to tip the drag queens. Well, there's an entire section of this video. Now, it's not a long video. It's about a 40-second video. But about half of the video is a drag queen walking around the audience collecting tips. Not one tip from a child. Not one child is visible in the audience. So I fail to see what the concern is here. Again, I would be fine if a parent brought their kids to the show because that's their business, that's their choice. But they don't even have that in this, and they make this big deal out of it. This video's got 220,000 views on it. You know it's getting passed around. It's got 400-something, quote, tweets, 2,400 retweets. People are all upset about this, and there's not even a shred of evidence that what they suggested was supposed to happen at this show actually did happen.
I had something similar happen with a friend on Facebook. He posted one of these videos about, you know, one of these drag queens singing some very sexualized lyrics. I don't know what it was, Cardi B or something. I can only speculate. And there was a child present, apparently. It was a bunch of middle-aged women in some sort of cafe or coffee shop. I don't know what it was. I didn't even see the kid, right? Because it was one kid with her parents or her grandmother or her aunt or her mom or whatever. And she's standing directly in front of the adult, like, I'm sorry that my senses don't immediately zero in on the child and focus on that when there's a room full of adults. Like most healthy adults, I look at the adults, right? But right. It was one child with her parents or with her mother.
And what was going on with the drag queen?
She was just singing. She was just lip syncing to some raunchy lyrics.
No grinding. No dildo.
But there was dancing.
Okay. Lots of breasts showing or anything like that?
No, nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
Lip syncing to some provocative lyrics.
I'm just going to guess that if you pulled up whatever the hell song that was, Cardi B or whoever it was, and pulled up the actual music video, that the content of the music video will be far more sexual than whatever was going on that stage. I'll put money on it.
Yeah, I would absolutely back your bet.
That's all of her videos. And how many of those videos has that same kid who went to this event already seen and probably a huge fan of Cardi B?
Exactly. And seen without her parents being in the room.
Correct.
Right? At least in this case, but that's not okay either.
Well, how are you going to stop that?
You can't stop it unless you take
your technology away from
her. Yeah, and good luck with that.
And then she's going to see it at school,
she's going
to
sneak off, and she's going to...
I mean, you can't protect people from the realities of the world in which they live.
But you can prevent by not normalizing these events to take place. I mean, you can say, hey...
We lost that war a long time ago. Cardi B is
every generation has lost that war because every newer generation that's moving up through the ranks has figured what is taboo and what they need to get away with in order to get their jollies.
I think the problem is making things taboo because then you force things underground and it gets worse.
Until the collapse, when all of a sudden we're all living in caves again and we're all farming and we're all hunting toads.
See,
like
you say
Dude
all
said.
This is going downward. In my estimation, it's all going upward.
Let me go to the phone. So
absolutely, end of the empire.
Jack, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I grew up in Portland. I lived there for 20 years. I used to go to some Darnell's off Burnside, which had shows, you know, almost daily. Amber's, which was a great gay bar. Fox and Hound. Any of those places, though, I don't know if it's because I'm older. I'm, you know, 40-ish. But if I would have looked, you know, when I was grinding and dancing and saw, you know, a family and an 8-year-old and a 12-year-old sitting there, just my own, like, the way I was raised or indoctrinated, I would have been uncomfortable.
Are you an actual dancer, a performer?
No, I'm dancing on stage.
Well, see, that's the difference between a performer and someone who would have just been dancing. A performer has a job to do, and they're going to do that job.
Okay, but I got more questions for you here, Jack. Stand by. We're going to bring you back here because it's not clear. It sounded like he said he was performing.
Or maybe just dancing.
Or just dancing on a stage, right. Which is technically performing, I think. But whether you're getting paid for it or not, I guess, makes a difference as to whether you're professional. Anyway, we'll find out more about Jack's experience. He said he did this for like a decade or two.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a very busy day at the nation's airports. Travel experts say this year's Thanksgiving travel season will be the third largest in the last 20 years. Airline officials hope travelers will experience fewer delays and cancellations because of the industry's advanced planning. The White House is honoring the victims of a recent mass shooting in Colorado Springs.
And there are no words, no words at all, that can bring comfort to those who are grieving. But we stand with the community of Colorado Springs and the LGBTQI plus community.
Speaking to reporters, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the lives of the five people killed were cut short by a senseless act of violence. A group of Republicans, led by California's Kevin McCarthy, are at the U.S.-Mexico border. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Phones are open. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
And we're talking about the drag show controversy where conservatives are getting their panties all in a bunch because some people think it's okay to take their kids to a place where men dress like women and sing pop songs on stage. And this conservatives want you to believe that every drag show is actually somehow sexually objectifying children and or strip shows, and it's just this terrible experience. It's going to bring society down, this whole thing. And if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. By the way, I do want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsors here on Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com is where you can go if you want to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And look, there's a lot in the news these days about crypto, specifically with regards to the FTX exchange. I just spoke to somebody today. I was auditing the Bitcoin map, coinmap.org here in New Hampshire, calling around to businesses that are on the map to see if they're still taking Bitcoin.
And they lost a lot of money, FTX?
FTX is going out of business.
I mean, no, but the person you talked to had a bad problem with it.
No. I called up this business to see if they were still taking Bitcoin. The owner called me back after I left a message, and he said he never did take Bitcoin. So I don't know how the hell he ended up on the map, but he said people were trying to get him to take Bitcoin. And then he specifically cited FTX and said there was this FTX, and people are getting out of crypto. And I said crypto's going to be fine. Bitcoin is going to be fine. Don't worry, but have a nice day. I just wanted to see if you were still taking, crypto.
You should have mentioned, if your favorite celebrity is, lambasting the merit of a certain cryptocurrency, that's when you need to open, stand back and take a look and reconsider.
Now, beware, you mean?
Oh, yeah. It was the same thing with the monkey images. NFTs.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So Bitcoin.com. You should learn the basics about crypto before you decide to buy into some of it, and it might be a good time to get in. Although some people think it's going to keep going down in price. Bitcoin today was at around $16,000 per unit. Of course, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can get a fraction of a Bitcoin. You can get 1% or less. It's up to you. But you should learn the basics first. So click Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. If you're not brand new and you want to acquire some crypto, or perhaps get the latest news headlines, you can go to news.bitcoin.com, and they have those there. We go back to Jack. He's on the line in Ocean Shores, Washington. Jack, you said you were raised up in Portland, and then when you were an adult, you started going to gay clubs in town and either performing in on stage. Tell me a little bit more about that experience.
That kind of got lost a little, but I just basically, I hung around those places late 90s, early 2000s, and I thought it'd be weird if there were children. And I like drag shows, I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
But I've attended a lot of Pride events over the years, especially in Portland. And I, late 90s really is when I started. And, it's changed. The clothes have got, dirtier. It's real mixed, of types, which is fine. I like that. So I think having a child there, which is more, modern, I see children there, it's not about people's sexuality or their choices, if they're trans or gay. It's just about, the clad dressing. It's uncomfortable. And I think you guys seriously underestimate the amount of photos online at pride shows, drag shows, of inappropriate things around children. And you just have to look. There are a lot of them. They're not all libs on TikTok.
I'm not saying it's not there. I'm just saying I don't care. Humans are sexual creatures, and I don't think that exposing a minor to the very existence of sexuality is going to harm them in any direction.
No, I mean, you're going to have that. You had that conversation usually pretty young, usually when they were 10, 11, 12. You have the birds and the bees conversation.
Problem with pulling out a Playboy magazine?
Maybe not, to say this is the parts. This is where this is where everything goes. Maybe not, but I mean,
I found my first one in a barn. I had to earn it.
Your first Playboy?
Yeah, I found it in a box, and I'm like 11 or 12, and I'm like, oh, this is so bad.
Well, that's the thing. I just want to focus on that for a moment. I think that's where a lot of this comes from. The fact that somebody told you at some point before you found that Playboy that this is bad. Now, were you raised in a religious household?
Yes, okay. But not really.
Is that where that message came from? Where did the messaging come from, do you think, that the Playboy was a bad thing?
Oh, my parents, great. Just basically from society.
Society.
I think it's way more endemic in society than just, a conservative upbringing or a Christian upbringing. The very fact that we're all wearing clothes and it is considered sinful or shameful to be a naturalist or a nudist, that it stems from all of that.
Well, sure. I mean, the Americans had a problem with Puritanism back in the day, right? So it's probably stemming a lot from that. And I think that that's where some of these more, let's call them sexually liberal families are coming from when they are trying to undo, or rather not do, that damage, try to avoid having that damage done to their kids, because they see that as damage, right? They see the idea of sex being bad, or sexuality being bad, or nudity being bad, as damaging, whereas others, the conservative side of people, say sex is bad, sex is damaging, it is hurting children. And it's like, there's they're just two completely different philosophies on how kids should be raised.
The conservatives have moved further to the center in this conversation. They don't have a problem with homosexuals any longer because that's been beaten to death. Now there's something else to be hateful of. But it's not really, the big concern here isn't people having these discussions are performing these types of sex acts when they're adults. The problem is that when you bring kids into the equation, the next question is, when is a kid not a kid? When can a kid actually not just have the birds and the bees conversation, but actually let's talk about and have sex? What is that? When is that age appropriate?
I want to point out that we're having two different conversations here because I pointed out that, you know, I don't think there's anything necessarily bad in the sexualization of Pride Parade or, you know, just sexualization in general. But that's not what a drag show necessarily is. That's not what any of these drag shows necessarily are.
I know we keep going back to this and butting heads on this. I'm talking about that 1%. I'm talking about that dude who goes to Story Hour with the dildo. That's the one guy out of 100, and it's all it takes to walk out. And they sneak in and they do this, and they're going to continue to get away with what they can until it's normalized and no one even notices anymore.
It's up to the parents to not tolerate that if that's something that they think is inappropriate.
Okay, and that's something that
one comes to see that guy give a story, he ain't going to get invited back next time. Jack, any other comments?
Well, if you type inappropriate behavior at a drag show on the Google or Yahoo or the search engines, you're going to get a liberal muted view of it.
Smorgasbord.
If you do a little research, you're going to see videos that there's a lot of them.
I just don't care. That's the thing. It just doesn't matter at all because I don't care how family wants to raise their kids. Look, I don't care if a liberal family wants to take their kids to a strip show. It's none of my damn business. In the same way, I don't care if a super conservative family, the FLDS cult, wants to raise their kids in some sort of crazy incest cult, which is what they do out there, by the way, the FLDS. They basically share around their children with each other, and it's a crazy thing. But I'm not going to send a SWAT team in there to stop it, and I'm not going to pay to put those people in a prison cell either. Now, what I might be willing to do is help them kids escape from a situation like that, but it's otherwise none of my damn business.
That's what a lot of liberal teachers that you'll find on TikTok actually believe that they're doing. They believe that they are saving these kids from these crazy conservative parents who are saying sex is bad and, you know, there's only two genders and da-da-da-da-da.
If those conservative parents were smart, they'd stop sending their kids to the government school and homeschool them, and then they can inculcate them into whatever sort of cockamamie, ultra-right-wing religion that they want to. There's more coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here, and you can bring up whatever you want. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. We appreciate the support of listeners like Indie Gun Church, who's a Free Talk Live AMPS supporter. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support Free Talk Live. It's a way for you to help us. Indie Gun Church is doing gold level, which is twice what we ask. We only ask $5 a month, so thank you, Indie Gun Church, for stepping up and helping support this program where we will talk about things that could be a little bit uncomfortable for some people to listen to. Take a position of liberty, even though we don't all necessarily agree. One thing that generally libertarians agree on is even if we don't agree how to raise kids or how to live our life or whatever lifestyle choices we might make, generally libertarians say you should be free to make a mistake. That you should be free to do something different and experience whatever those consequences are that life brings you from that. And that we don't want the government to legislate against these things. So despite what you've been saying here tonight, Conan, you wouldn't want to see government legislation against drag show, story hour.
Oh, absolutely not.
That's right.
But let's be clear, though. We're talking about grown adults who are capable of making decisions on their own and living and experiencing those decisions. When you start bringing kids into the equation, it changes. It does, in fact, change the conversation.
But you wouldn't change it enough to involve government.
No, absolutely not.
So you wouldn't call DCYF and have kids kidnapped.
No, I would have never had anything to do with Waco. They had lots of kids in Waco.
Mm-hmm.
None of my business.
So I want to get into another, not clip here, but there's an excerpt from a conversation on Twitter with Jeremy Kaufman, who made a statement earlier today, it looks like, about drag shows. And, of course, he's setting people off with this opinion, and we'll share that coming up here in a moment.
Kaufman's a troll. Because that seemed like
I'm pretty sure he's saying what he really believes in this particular case, even though you may qualify it as trolling.
Right.
Sometimes he trolls, sometimes he's genuine. I mean, that's the mark of a good troll.
Because you know he knows this is going to set people off.
Right, and it did.
And it did. We'll get into it. But first, let's go to Joe in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Joe, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how you doing, Ian?
Hey, what's on your mind, Joe?
There he is. How you doing, Ben?
What's up, dude?
I saw a couple trends, and strategic.
You just broke up there. You said you saw trends. What now?
A couple trends here. The strategic gas supply is supposed to that it weak.
I think you're saying the strategic oil supply is going to run out?
Yeah. Well, not run out completely. Like, they put it to saturate the market so that, people wouldn't be paying higher prices, but that's supposed to, dry up pretty soon.
Okay, this is what it was Biden that did this. It was earlier this year, right? He authorized the release of this oil from the strategic supply.
Right up to the election, and some have surmised that it was specifically to alleviate the pain that the voters were feeling, which might, cause them to vote a certain way.
Right. So you're saying that oil is going to run out, and so therefore your prediction is oil prices are going to start going up again.
Yeah, but not only that, they're all negotiating with the train, different train companies and stuff like that. And they're possibly predicting a strike for 2 weeks.
A what?
Strike?
Yeah, a strike for the trains.
And that would do what? Stop oil from being delivered on train lines?
No, that would stop food, soap, things like that to keep yourself clean and keep your family, keep your family healthy. And I was just suggesting that maybe, the folks should stock up a little bit.
Now, if there is a strike on the train lines, I mean, that still doesn't mean the drivers, professional drivers, truck drivers won't be moving.
Yeah,
I mean, products are still going to move.
But how much do they actually carry compared to rail lines?
I don't know. I would suspect drivers are doing more than the rail.
I think they're picking up product at the rail lines and they're taking them to the actual stores. Mm. The rail lines, all the stuff's coming on rail.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
And plane.
Yeah, they're laying off some of the truck drivers, I found out, too, because in anticipation of the gas prices going up. Mm. So, it's just free advice. I don't want to say anybody who listens to the show, do without.
Thank you for the suggestion, Joe. Anything else you want to share tonight?
My brother, he became a trans person, and he's going to have the operation and stuff. But when he told me, I said, I love you. We've been together all these years and stuff like that. I'll support you in anything you do. So, you just can't judge people. That's what I'm just trying to say. You just can't judge people and stuff like that.
Thank you, Joe, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Some opinions from our chat server over at chat.freetalklive.com.
Oh, these will be priceless.
President DeSantis says, Conan is letting the internet meme conspiracy culture take up too much space in his head. There are more important things.
I'm sorry. If one or two of these shootings are set up by some department, I think that needs to be talked about and needs to be known.
If only it can be proven, right?
Well, I mean, we're finding out all the time. The FBI and the CIA and all these agencies they've done all kinds of things in the past. Have they cleaned up their wicked ways? Have they changed their ways? No, they haven't.
He says there's no point if a drag show is a strip show. There are men and women underneath. The illusion is the point of the whole show, he says.
What does that mean? The illusion.
You say drag isn't strip.
The illusion is the covering up of the sexual nature behind the dancing.
I don't think that's where the illusion lies, but
that's what they're trying to cover up.
Look, if you watch a one of these drag shows and you're aroused, that says a lot more about you than I think it does the performers.
Absolutely. He says drag is visual parody. There's nothing sexy about watching Divine lip sync. I guess Divine he capitalizes the D, so this must be one of the drag singers. He says, this is getting so retarded, I'm on the verge of calling in. And so I said, yeah, you should definitely call in. Would love to hear from folks on
I'd like
this
to talk
issue.
To DeSantis.
Yeah.
See what he's all about. Talk about deep state.
I think that's a good way of putting it. Visual parody.
Mm-hmm. So here's what Jeremy said. He posted this 6 hours ago on his Twitter, at Jeremy Kaufman. Unpopular opinion. Bullet point. There should be areas where drag shows for kids are legal and safe. Bullet point. There should be areas where drag shows for kids are disallowed. We do not, in fact, need all 8 billion people to agree on this issue.
How about cut those first two parts? Private property, period. Let's not have this conversation. Why do we have to have? Why do 8 billion people have to have this conversation?
That's what he's saying. I mean, look, this is a private property issue. You don't want to have drag shows? Don't have a drag show.
Yep.
You know, go
you
to church.
Don't go to one. Don't go to one.
Right. Go to church and have your church performance or whatever. Have your little play.
Or go to your sports ball event and watch your young teenage girls doing the same exact thing.
Then somebody, Top Lobster, responds. He says, unfortunately, that isn't possible. The insatiable desire of the progressive mind to manipulate children cannot be understated.
It's fascinating
yes.
how these conservatives, they create this boogeyman of people who are on the left. And they just become so irrational and so insane about the specter, the boogeyman of the leftist, the progressive out there trying
okay.
to corrupt everything and everyone. You have to watch your shadows because they're out there. They're coming for you.
We had a hard
time. They're
in
your room right now. Are they here, Conan?
We had a hard time actually finding, like, kids dancing on stage. Desmond was the only one I even really know about. But what you can find on Libs...
dancing fully clothed.
But what you can find on Libs of TikTok is scores of these teachers, these new woke teachers, talking about how we own your kids, how we will indoctrinate... They straight out say... Screw you conservative parents, screw you religious types, screw all you right-wingers, I have possession of your kids, and I am going to raise your kids in my image.
Yeah,
and
they're not wrong.
Straight up say it.
They're not wrong.
They're right.
But before it was just like, I'm going to teach your kids math and English
yeah.
and da-da-da.
No, it's messed up.
And yes, you would have those teachers who would bring their values to the classroom.
You're not going
to
get me to disagree with you,
Tony. But they would never say it
outright.
It's right there now, in your face.
Oh, yes, it was so much better when they were secretly brainwashing children.
Talk about the boogeyman exists.
The boogeyman has always been there.
But now they're in the open. They're not in the closet
okay.
anymore. They're
so
out
stop
in the open.
Your kids to public school.
Good point.
No, here's what you do. You don't send your kids to the government school. You go to homeschool or you get to a private school that's got your values. And then if the conservatives really wanted to make a statement, they'd stop paying property taxes.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
And by the way, this is, I don't know what the numbers are.
Cowards.
The numbers are state, are countrywide, but I know that in New Hampshire, school enrollment is way down compared
yeah,
to last year.
That's true.
And compared to 2020 as well. It's going down every single year, and I suspect the rest of the country is following suit. And yes, before you know it, they're like, why are we paying property taxes for these damn TikTok teachers to say that they own our kids? Let's just keep our money in our pockets.
If you thought the first response to Jeremy's post was bad, wait till you hear the second one. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All 5 cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my 3 children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.